You're listening to Building the Game with Rob and Jason.
It's Building the Game with Jason and Rob. For tabletop game design, you really can't go wrong. Building the game, yeah, building the game.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. All right. Hello and welcome to Building the Game, a documentary podcast. Today is Monday. It's July 17th, 2017. You're listening to episode 268. My name is Rob. I'm always here. Jason's also here, too. Hi, Jason.
Hey.
We have a special guest with us today also. We have everybody's... Really, I think this guy might be everyone's favorite guest that we've ever had on the show. We have a gentleman... he's wearing some pretty fly blue headphones right now. He's our first in-studio guest, actually, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
I think he is. So we have with us Josiah Slinkerland. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Nervous, huh?
Hi, builders out there.
Hey. All right. It's good to have you on the show. So you were on our 250th episode, kiddo.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Now you're back for 268.
268,
right?
That's
268.
Right. 268. Yeah, so what have you been up to since then? Not much?
I don't know, though.
No? Well, let's see what happened. You went on a vacation, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were on Thursday, guys.
Yeah.
I was out there.
Yeah, where did we go?
Where'd you go?
You know, go to the Upper Peninsula over the big bridge?
Yeah, and it was so fun up there. We actually got the... Have so much fun. We stayed in Cove. Uncle Will and Auntie Row.
We did.
Cool.
And recently it was the 4th of July.
Yeah.
We shot up some fireworks, right?
And we shot up some fireworks. Those out there, my favorite was the Kraken Skull.
The Kraken Skull?
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty cool firework.
It is a good firework. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like the kind that I would like too.
Yeah. It crackles and it's one of the kind that goes...
Oh, okay.
So, Kraken Skulls.
So, yeah, builders.
Yeah. Cool. So have you been playing any games lately, Josiah?
What games do we play?
Some games on Daddy's phone.
Yeah?
Yeah? Which ones? Tell us about them.
Tell us.
They're fighting games, and in the one of them, you put stuff on your vehicle to attack each other.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that is the game called Cats.
Cats.
And what's driving the vehicles?
Cats and in the you can put like stuff on their vehicles to attack, and if there's no one, they don't damage.
No.
If they do damage.
Okay.
Left their way in the back, but if they're double rockets, they can attack. What their drills or smashers or lifters. Bam, they're not attacking us.
Oh, bam.
Yeah.
Just like that. Yeah, huh. So smashers and lifters. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
And drills.
And drills, okay.
So the double rockets can hit you from way behind on your vehicle.
Oh, can they?
Yeah, the double rockets shoot both ways.
Okay.
So they shoot forwards and backwards.
Oh.
So sometimes you get flipped over.
Okay.
In the back, only the front ones can't attack back. They can only attack up this way.
Okay. All right.
And there's different sort of bodies and different sort of wheels.
Oh. What's your favorite kind of wheels?
The scooters.
The scooter wheels?
And my favorite body is the wheel. And my favorite an attacking thing is the drill.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. A whale with a drill. That
and
sounds dangerous. And scooter wheels.
Sounds like a narwhal.
It sure does.
And don't forget.
There
is like a booster and a pusher backer box, and there's like a pusher backer that can push back your guy.
Okay.
But the pusher backer box pushes back the other guy who's trying to blow you up.
Oh, okay. Huh. Wow, that guy sounds sneaky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the diamonds are the kind of cool... Well, the sneak bodies are real tricky.
Huh.
And it's sometimes in the levels.
Yeah.
It's funny you say sneaky. There's actually a body called Sneaky.
Sneaky? Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, neat.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fun. Have you played any board games?
Yes.
Like what?
What did we play recently? We played Rabbit Rally from Haba.
That boring?
No, that was a board game, not a boring game, a board game.
Yeah.
I know.
Some of them are boring.
I got a board game we play.
What's that?
It's something at school.
Something at school?
Oh, what do you play at school?
Candyland.
Oh, Candyland's a classic.
Yeah,
everybody loves Candyland. Yeah, which is your favorite character from Candyland?
So there's like red, yellow, green, and blue guy.
Uh-huh. Which one's your favorite?
The green.
Why?
Because he's my favorite color.
Okay, green's and a good
like
color.
Him.
Yeah. Okay, well, cool.
And that reminds me, in other news, Monopoly Gamer.
Monopoly Gamer, yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's Monopoly, buddy, and it's got Mario in
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah, I like Mario Kart. It's so cool.
You can race
around with a Mario guy.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. I'm going to try and check out Monopoly Gamer. I think it might be sold out for a bit. But
probably, yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah.
It's been very popular.
I don't know anything about it other than it's Mario, and I'm down.
We love Mario Kart.
Yeah.
We sometimes play Mario Kart for sure.
And there's another game we play. It has like a bunch of other games you can play.
Oh.
One of my favorites is the tank game. Because you like go around and there's like a bunch of other tanks to blow up.
Oh, okay.
Man, true story.
Yeah.
It's like an old school tank style, like little 2D top down.
Okay.
My other favorite game is the cow game, where you ride on a cow and knock down all the crows and the kings.
Okay, crows and kings?
Yeah.
Gotta go down. Yeah.
Careful with that.
Okay.
So, sometimes they're real hard because they can sometimes jump behind you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, when crows and kings jump behind me, I don't like that.
It's not great.
No, it causes trouble for me, personally.
No.
But another board game we played recently, buddy, was Rabbit Rally. Did I show you this one, Rob?
No, you didn't.
Let me grab it. It's right over here.
Okay. All right.
I will go grab it, too.
No, I got it. You stay right there. You're hooked up to the headphones, so you can't.
Yeah, so you can't move.
That's Rabbit Rally. You make bridges.
You make bridges?
So here, let's explain how the game works. You want to explain it or you want me to?
Oh, I will. So you, like, make bridges, and whoever gets across them all first wins.
So you can see, Rob, you've got these islands here.
Yeah.
Those are like the rocks that hold up the islands.
Oh, okay. That's neat.
So the idea of the game is you're trying to get from one island to another. One island has a bunch of carrots on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the last island where the fish line is.
On your turn, you roll the Haba dice.
Uh-huh.
Which is
the Haba dice.
Yeah,
right.
And the green is the biggest bridge, see?
Yeah, I see. Yep. Green's pretty big there.
So whatever color you roll, you have to take that one up. And
the purple is the littlest bridge.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is that what makes the game challenging is you have to estimate the distance.
Oh.
If you get it wrong, you lose your turn.
Okay.
We don't play that way quite yet because we're still learning how distance is.
Oh, sure, right.
But
and the purple one's the littlest bridge, so it doesn't get you pretty far.
No, it doesn't look like it.
It's itty bitty.
Well, the green one gets pretty far.
Yep.
Yeah.
Out on the island.
So it's variable. You can set it as far apart as you want to make the game take as short or as long as you want.
Okay.
So there's like a couple buttons that everybody can use.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds neat.
Yeah, this was a winner from Haba.
Yeah.
I like their stuff in general.
Right.
But this one especially. Hey, Josiah, speaking of board games you played in Haba, did you play, Mr. Rob's Haba game submission recently?
What game?
The one with the wizard pieces?
Yeah.
Remember?
Remember we put together the wizard puzzles?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah. I think Dad should make that game.
Well, I already made it, though.
Mr. Rob made that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. Yeah. So, okay, well, cool. So, what's our topic for today?
I'm going to start drinking.
Okay, so yeah. Well, you might be a little young for that, but sure.
You gonna have some dragon juice?
You gonna have some dragon juice?
It's time for dragon juice.
All right, I'm gonna have some big guy juice.
And I'm gonna have some. I'm gonna save this for
yeah.
the next show.
Okay, so, that's fine. Yeah.
We dragon juice, in case anybody cares, is vitamin water mixed with water.
Oh, okay.
I actually drank some of
yeah,
mine.
Yeah, it's pretty tasty. So, anyways, yeah, that's a.
I like dragon juice, every builder.
Yeah. So for topics, what we thought we would talk about today was kids' games, because we have a kid.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
Unless you have something better.
When can I talk about my game?
Well, in a little bit.
That's after we talk about the topic.
We're going to talk about the game, and then you're going to get to pitch a game.
So, I'm actually talking about one.
Yeah, that's what a pitch means. So let's see if we have any Twitter questions here.
All right. I got that done. High five.
High five. All right.
We're working on our game.
Yep. Yeah. Like cool game designer dudes, right?
Yep.
So, all right. So, for kids games, let's talk about what makes kids games good. What makes kids games fun for kids and
kids. Oh, yeah.
Kids. So, what do you like about board games, buddy? Because you've only ever played kids' games, so... Well, games are good. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
What do you like about kids' games? What makes you like a game?
I like them.
But what about them do you like? What's fun about games?
What's your favorite thing about games?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, do you, the rabbits game, right? For instance. What's your...
Yeah, the rabbit game the best.
What do you like about that?
Because you build bridges, and I like building bridges.
So what I'm hearing there to translate is, and I think this is true for a lot of the hobby games in general, is they're very tactile.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. Yep.
Even if it's not a dexterity game, there's a lot of physical things you get to do with the games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that doing a little jig here, doing a little jig. I think
yes.
I think that is really what helps to make sure that it keeps interest.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop dancing, okay? So I think that's what helps to keep kids interest, right, is that they can be doing something with their hands while
sure.
they're playing. Right?
Sure,
Rather than just sure.
Yeah. Well, so Josiah, what is it about, tell me what you don't like about games. What's your least favorite thing that you've ever done in a game?
Like,
do you like reading a bunch of stuff in games?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
No, don't like reading? Okay.
No, that's so boring for me.
Is it?
It might not be boring for some people, just
sure.
boring for me.
Just for you, okay. Do you like drawing pictures?
Pretty much. Just
yeah.
Like the kitty game once,
uh-huh.
yeah.
He draws a lot of pictures about the cats game,
okay.
for sure.
Okay, so how about this, Josiah?
Guys, I can't beat.
Do you like games where other people win and you lose?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
No, okay, all right. Do you like games...
That's just boring.
Do you like games where you have to think a lot about what you want to do?
Do you like when you have to think about what you're going to do in the game?
Yeah.
You like that?
Having to make a plan for the games?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things talking about winners and losers, for sure, second winners, right?
Yeah.
That rabbits game, specifically, three people win. So here's something interesting to me about that, by the way.
So the last people who wins doesn't get a carrot. So the last three who do win don't win get a carrot. Well, the last one who doesn't win gets none carrot.
Ah.
Well, the one who wins gets the golden carrot. That's that's the biggest.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's something interesting, right? They're trying to make it so there's extra winners. Now, maybe they assume that there's always going to be a parent playing who
maybe.
Can just, like, lose, and that's
sure.
okay. But it kind of reminds me of that. Remember that scapegoat game we played that
yeah.
was not fun?
Right, that we didn't care for at all.
Everyone wins and one person loses?
Yeah, that's not fun.
That's what that game feels like.
Oh, that's too bad.
So, no, granted, again, there's two adults and two kids playing.
I think it's boring for me if I had to play it.
Yeah. So that really...
I'll stop talking for a minute.
Okay.
Okay. That really is something that I think is important to
think about. Until I'm ready to talk.
Okay.
I was kind of surprised in a Hobbit game that they did that, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
That didn't seem like their obvious choice there.
Sure. Okay. Well.
So I was trying to think of some other questions that I had about kids' games that a kid could actually answer for us.
So, Josiah.
What?
If you were playing a game, would you prefer cats or cars in that game?
Cars like Monza.
Cars like Monza, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you like race, and there's lots of type of colors that you can use.
Okay.
There's like color racers, and then you have to race back to the starting line, and whoever gets there quick wins.
Okay.
And I sometimes win, yeah.
Okay, so here's another question. Do you prefer cars or dragons?
I'll prefer dragons more than cars.
Okay, all right.
I just got a dragon game at the last convention I went to, buddy, and we haven't played it yet.
Oh, so wow.
What is it called?
I actually can't remember what it's. Dragon something.
Dragon something?
Yeah.
That's a neat name.
Yeah.
So, okay, but then.
So that reminds me of a question. Yeah. You want to finish your line?
Well, no, I was just going to say, then would you prefer dragons? Or would you prefer tigers?
Dragons.
Still dragons, okay. Dragons are pretty cool.
Yeah, it's hard to beat dragons.
Yeah.
So Monza, on that game, I think I've talked about before, you roll lots of Hobbit dice. They all have the colors on them. And then you pick the color path to go. And the kids really enjoy that because they get to kind of pick their colors for how they're connected to get them through the game.
Yeah.
To win the race. Like a lot of their games, it's a little bit broken. Like, first player likely is going to win. So, pro tip, let the kid go first. Yeah, go up. What do you got?
So, there can,
He lost it. That's okay. Well, I think we've learned a lot from this conversation, Josiah. Thank you very much for your insight.
Can I talk about my game now?
I think that's what we need to do right now.
Let's do that.
So, tell us about your game. Okay.
Okay.
All right. First of all, what's it called?
War of Fight.
War of Fight.
Yeah.
I bet that would do well on Kickstarter.
So you build like castles, and then you build like little guys, and then you come to attack other guys' castle. So everybody has to have three of the same guys. So whoever you build, you have to build that same guy. So there's only, like, little pieces. You build castles, and then you have to put your guys behind them until you raise them out, and then you come attack someone else's castle. And whoever blowed up someone else's castle wins. That's how you play it.
Okay. So do you play with cards?
So you build, like, actually different guys. So whoever, and it can only be a guy that's on that card. And then after you flip that card over and you don't get one of your guys, that means you lose a turn.
Oh, okay.
So whoever you get to was your guy, you send them out and you send them. And if it's walking hard and it was from you, that means you walk it.
Okay.
So if there's like a curved cart, that means you have to switch it to that person.
Okay.
After you play.
So can I ask you some questions about the game? Okay. So you said you build a castle during the game?
Yep, and you build guys.
So you build a castle and you build guys. So what are the castles and the guys made of? Do you put cards down to make them, or you build them 3D, like Lego style?
Well, you have to, like, there's like going to be like little constructions how to build your guy.
Okay.
So you can use them to come in and attack someone else's castle.
How do you get the pieces to build your guys?
So you're just like going to, they're going to, I don't know.
Well, let's think about that.
Yeah.
So do you want it to be, so if you've got cards Every turn, should you get some cards every turn, do you think?
Yes. Or so you have to get one card every turn.
Okay. Just one?
Yep. And then you switch out the guy, and if you lose a turn, that means you lose your turn, your first next turn, and then the other person who's next to you gets to do it.
Okay.
So it goes this way.
So do you just use the cards to build your guys in your castle?
Yeah, it's a six-player game.
Oh.
Wow. So well, I mean, it's war of fight. Because you got to have a lot of players, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's like, so you have to, you can go fight anybody's castle you want and have her guys fall down. You have to send them back to your castle.
So on your turn, after you get your card, you put your card down to make a guy or
well,
a castle.
Well, you don't lose your turn for that.
Right, and then you say, I'm going to attack that castle.
So you like point at your castle whom you want to attack, and then you point your guy at their castle. And when it's your turn, then you have, whoever's coming to attack your castle, you can't just go to someone else's castle. You have to go to their castle. So that means you have to come and stop their guy.
Okay.
To get their castle.
So how do you resolve a fight? Like, how do you know, if I attack your castle, how do we know who wins that fight? Me or you? How do I know?
Because your castle has to get hit and has to fall over too. And it's like you can play how many rounds you want. So how many times you want. And it's like a game where you can like, it's like a game where you fight.
All right.
And you can have any weapon you want.
Whoa. So in the end, the person who destroys the most castles, they win the game?
Yeah. And the other persons don't win? Well, there's like a... So if you want to sometimes in the game, who else is... You can come out and stop their castle too. A other person could. Hmm. So someone else could also come and attack their castle too.
So this is kind of sounding to me like sort of a structured role-playing game. Oh, you know, a little bit. Like, it's very scenario driven.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, and because you can, you know, if you can use any weapon you want, then you must mean that you have to be able to, you know, justify the way that weapon works. And so it's just kind of a set of rules, maybe with some standard powers and some game structure.
Actually, you can only use like a sword.
Oh, only
so
a sword.
If it's like an attack one, then you attack their guy.
Okay.
It's attack card. You attack their guy.
Okay. So all right. Maybe it depends on the weapon you have as to what you can attack.
So you like okay. jump, make your guy attack them.
Cool.
That's how you play.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's all.
Sounds like fun.
It's done.
Okay, and it's called War of Fight.
Yep.
That sounds pretty great. Wow. Right.
Well, I think now what we're going to do is we're going to ask some questions, okay?
Yep. We've got about question. My game?
Well, no, just in general that we're going to have you answer, okay?
All right.
Mr. Rob and I are going to, we got a question somebody sent us.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to ask you that.
It.
But
do
then
it.
We're just going to ask you a bunch of questions off the top of our head, and you're just going to quick answer what you think, okay? Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm excited about this.
Me too. All right, so the first one is a question from VC Young, our pal. He says, does Josiah like goats? And how come Daddy hasn't designed a goat-themed game yet? So do you like goats?
Yes.
What do you like about goats?
Is that they can run real fast?
Calm down. Goats run really fast?
Yes.
Okay.
Do well, they smash into stuff?
Yeah, with their big horns.
Ah, that's pretty cool.
And for the record, I did design a game called Grandma's Goat at one point.
You did, and it's true.
It just
right.
never really worked out.
Yeah, so. Well, but I mean, the dream's still alive,
it
right?
It is. That's, I mean, that's what my unicorn, really. Yeah. It's my goat, but it's also my unicorn.
Right,
so.
Right.
All right.
All right, you ready for some questions?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure. Next time, I'm building the game. I want to make a goat game.
Okay.
Great.
Next time we have you on, we'll hold you to that.
Yeah, make a goat game. All right.
Is Laurel going to be on next time?
Sometime maybe we'll let her be on, but she needs to get a little bit older.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, you mean like 4 and 5?
Well, at least 5 like you are, right?
Yeah.
All right. Ready? Who is your favorite superhero?
It's a tough question.
Batman.
It's a good answer. Yeah. Mr. Rob feels good about that.
Because he has a cool bat rope, and there's a bat at the end of his bat rope.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. I like Superman.
Yeah.
Because he always helps Batman.
He does.
Okay. So, Josiah.
So what?
Pirates or ninjas?
I think ninjas could stop pirates, and I like ninjas better than pirates.
Why? Why do you like them better?
Because they are tougher than pirates.
Okay.
I don't think they could be tougher than their cannon on the front.
Oh, that's a good point. So maybe pirates have an edge there.
So I think pirates are actually better than ninjas.
But ninjas are so quiet and sneaky.
Like Ninjalinos. Like Night Ninja and the Ninjalinos. Oof. They're pretty sneaky when they're sneaking away, but they're loud when they're there.
Okay, Ninjalinos. I don't know what that is. Is that
what's that from, buddy?
What's
PJ
that?
PJ Mask.
Okay. PJ Mask is a show where at bedtime, as they say, bedtime is the right time to fight crime.
Ah.
These three kids put on superhero suits. Their pajamas are superhero suits.
Right.
And they go
so
fight.
So there's
them.
Gecko, Owlet, and Catboy.
Yep.
So Catboy's a blue cat, Gecko's a green lizard, and Owlet's a red owl.
It's true. Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was some kind of a... I was thinking Angelinos, or what you call people who live in Los Angeles.
But Romeo, Luna Girl, and the Ninjalinos and Night Ninja, they're all three bad guys.
Yeah. Oh, bad guys.
Yeah.
People who are in Los Angeles, who live in Los Angeles and also know ninjutsu or Ninjalinos.
Ninjalinos.
I think that's just canon now.
Well, I mean, it's the first thing that first place my head went, which means it's the most obvious
and
solution.
And there are the ninjas in the other show.
Oh.
It's called the... Do you remember?
What other show? A show with ninjas?
Yeah.
Look at your pants.
Ninja Turtles. Well, there's an other show too.
Ninja Turtles are pretty cool.
Ninja Turtles are really cool. Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite bad guy?
From Ninja Turtles.
From anything.
My favorite bad guy from Ninja Turtles is the bad guy droids.
Yeah.
My favorite good guy Ninja Turtle is Leonardo.
That's right, Leonardo. So the Krang or Kang?
Krang, yeah.
Yeah, the Krang. So now there's like Krang Prime, who's Krang. And then there's a bunch of Krangs, and they all look like Krang.
Yeah, they're all pink colors. Well, the Krang pink guys are the little slimy guys who come out of the droid's bodies. When they're in the, so when they get stopped, those things come out. Of their bodies.
Okay.
So has like the big goofy suit.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so they're in them when they're alive and their eyes are closed. So when they're in the body and when they're in their body, when they're stopped, they open up their eyes and crawl away.
Yep. And now, the canon of the show, Donatello steals one of the droids because the droids for the Krang are supposed to be like super intelligent and really able to make good technology.
Okay.
But the droids are basically battle droids.
And okay.
They just fall apart.
Hmm.
But he takes one and turns it into Metalhead.
Metalhead.
Yeah, so he likes.
Remember Metalhead?
Oh, the robot turtle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he likes. So he takes some. That Krang droid because he needs some of the pieces from the Krang droid to make Metalhead.
Exactly.
So he needs the pieces from the Krang droid to make Metalhead.
So
So because his body made of plastic. Well, he's using the antenna made out of plastic that I can control him with.
Yep. Another important question.
Well, his body's made out of metal.
Who's your favorite guy, good guy, from Star Wars?
Luke Skywalker.
All right.
Who's your Obi-Wan.
Who's your favorite bad guy?
Darth Vader, Stormtrooper, Boba Fett, Flight Trooper, Kylo Ren, Captain Phasma.
All right.
List some guys.
Sure.
And Stormtroopers. And,
well.
Rob, have any other questions or no?
No, I think I'm all set.
All right, buddy.
Well, thank you.
I'm all set, too.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Josiah. We really appreciate it. And I'm going to say a big, 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 huge thank you to the builders out there.
Thank you, builders out there.
Yeah, thank
and
you
it's
for
time
listening.
For A, B, C, D, E, F, G, bye bye.
Okay. I'm gonna give this my standard sign off, okay?
Yes.
All right. So, seriously, for real, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate your indulgence.
Yep, we do.
We sure do.
Bye bye.
So if you want to get in touch with us, you can send us an email to buildinggamepodcast@gmail.com. You can also
send us all the messages you want.
That's right. You can also follow us on Twitter at podcastbtg. Jason is at jaslingerman. I'm at poorly_design. Josiah is not on Twitter yet. Big high five. All right. Oh, that's a double high five. That's probably enough. 770-TELL-BTG. We'll see you guys next week.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Until the next podcast. Bye-bye, guys.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast. Next time on Building the Game.
Perfect.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
All right.
Levelator works wonders.
Levelator
works wonders.
Levelator.
Yeah.
Say levelator.
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 Yeah. Yeah.